when you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app you can get by going to WakeUpCallDT.podbean.com/mobile. You can also find us on iTunes. The name of the show is the name of the free podcast, Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora is what you search. So however you're listening in, thank you so much to everyone that's been a huge part of this. And Syracuse starts off their season in a strong way football-wise, 47-0 victory over Rhode Island. And then a day later, Taylor Riggins, who is a 2016 incoming verbal commit for the Syracuse Orange at outside linebacker, will be playing inside that very same Carrier Dome up against Christian Brothers Academy, traveling in from Rochester for Aquinas Institute. And it's an honor and a privilege to have Taylor here with me now on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. Taylor, how you doing today?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing very well, and absolutely. I'm very happy to have you here, Taylor. And it's got to be exciting for you to see the team that you've committed to had such a huge game, and now about to, you know, pretty much 24 hours later, you're going to be on that same field. What does that mean to you?
It means a lot. It's pretty exciting to be able to open my season in my future home.
Now, when you look at your future home of Syracuse, you verbally committed to there a little while ago here, and when you look back on that commitment and look back on saying, this is where I want to be when you committed to Syracuse in late June, what do you think about your commitment now? I mean, is it a done deal? Have you shut down your recruiting? How do you kind of look at it?
Yep, right now I'm 100% Syracuse.
And is there any way, any chance of you ever changing your mind on that?
No, I'm pretty set on Syracuse right now.
And what made you fall in love, before we get into your game coming up, what made you fall in love with Syracuse, a school that's, you know, about 45 minutes to an hour away from where you're at right now? What made you fall in love with a school that's relatively close to home?
The fact that it's close to home, my parents was able to see my game, and mainly basketball made me fall in love with Syracuse mostly. My dad's a huge basketball fan, and would always watch the games and watch matches and everything.
So you're going to Syracuse to play football, but basketball had a big part in you saying yes to Syracuse. How, I mean, I know you said your dad's a fan, but, I mean, what was kind of going through your mind with that? Did the fact that you can sit there as a student and watch a Syracuse basketball game, was that something that attracted you to the school?
Yeah, a little bit, but basketball mainly sparked my interest in Syracuse when I was little.
And how so when you were little? What kind of made you connect with Syracuse?
Just watching all the games during March Madness, seeing Donnie Flynn. I remember the one game versus UConn the most that went into three overtimes.
Yeah, the big overtime game. Now, that one that was at Madison Square Garden, six overtime, Eric Devendorf thought he had the shot, kept going. You know, that game that started at 9 o'clock, I believe, ended around 1:20 in the morning. Did you stay up and watch the whole game?
Yeah, I didn't go to school the next day.
So Dad lets you say, you know, okay, you don't have to go to school the next day. Because did he stay? I'm guessing he stayed up and watched it with you.
Yep, we're at a sports bar.
Oh, very nice. So when you look back on that memory and that moment, did that kind of help you fall in love with Syracuse, even though it's not football? Did the six overtime game kind of build some passion for Syracuse for you?
Yeah, after that, I started to like Syracuse more. They were in the news so like a lot, so they kind of had more of a presence, and I always saw them a lot.
So you're playing football, you got Syracuse basketball in the back of your mind. When did Syracuse football start to be an attractive thing to you? Was it in your recruitment? Did you watch Syracuse football as well growing up? I mean, what kind of connected you to Syracuse football specifically?
I kind of first started following Syracuse football when Anderson Borough committed there. I watched him in high school too.
So with Ashton going, and obviously came out of Rochester, was in high school there. When you found out that Ashton Broyles isn't on the team anymore and had been dismissed from the program for this current 2015 season, Did that affect you at all, that Ashton was somebody who you started paying attention to Syracuse when he committed there and started going over there, and now that he's not there anymore, did that affect you at all?
Not on my decision-making, but yeah, it kind of sucks to see a fellow Rochester native leave the team.
When you saw him go over to Syracuse, did it kind of build you up to say, I want to watch it now, you know, I want to, you know, make the most of it, and if I have the opportunity, I'm going to watch it live, or I'll go back and see it? I mean, did Ashton, him going there, did that help you really want to sit down and see as many games as you could?
Not necessarily, but it gave me a reminder of Syracuse, kind of.
So when Syracuse came calling, bring me through that. I know you and I had talked about it a little bit before, but when Syracuse first started to get interest in you, when did you feel like Syracuse was serious about you?
Well, they visited my school multiple times. We sat down and talked a lot. But what really made me believe that they would offer was my athletic director, actually. He came to me after this coach left and said that if I ran a good time at camp, that they would offer me. So.
And do you remember what time you ran at camp?
I think it was a 4.8 flat.
So a 4.8 flat as an outside linebacker, and when did Syracuse's offer come after you ran that 4.8? Did it happen that quickly, like had been said? Did it take a little bit of time? How did it kind of come about?
No, not really. But after camps, the next day they have a coaches meeting, and then a day off, and then after that they get back to all the recruits, and that's when they call me the next Monday, I think.
So when you got that offer from the Syracuse Orange, was it easy for you to say, okay, I'm done, this is it, I paid attention to basketball, I obviously have a connection thinking about it with a fellow Rochester guy, Ashton Broyle, going there? I mean, Syracuse's offer, did it do it for you and that was the end of it? Or did you say, okay, it's nice that they offered, I'm going to take a little bit of time? I mean, how did you kind of respond to the Syracuse offer?
Well, after they offered, I kind of looked into the school more. That increased my interest. And then after the visit, I decided that Syracuse was the one.
When you went on that visit, what made it the right school for you? I mean, every recruit that I talk to has a checklist, Taylor. You all have something that you need, that you want. I mean, yeah, there's similarities, but, you know, what you want to study obviously can change, or the atmosphere, what you're looking for. Close to home, far away from home, whatever that may be. So what was on your checklist when you went to visit Syracuse? What did you need to see?
Well, I wanted to see the academics too, because after football, that's what I had to rely on. So, and I'm interested in doing sports management, and that had a big part too, is Syracuse is the number 3 school in the nation for that. And just the coaches themselves, I love their philosophy, and they just have good faith in me as a player.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreissig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreissigApparel.com, that's DreissIg Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreissig Apparel. DreissIg Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreissigApparel.com. That's DreissIg Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors always in stock on fanhands.com, and all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
This is Dr. Tim Whiting of Sterp Chiropractic and Wellness Center. Here at Sterp Chiropractic, we strive to provide our patients with the highest quality of care in a comforting and welcoming atmosphere. We are not simply pain doctors. We spend time looking at the whole body and address each patient's needs and goals. This usually includes chiropractic adjustments, muscle work, and tips on nutrition and supplementation that fits each patient's needs. We want to develop a plan that promotes overall health and wellness and focuses on future injury prevention. Our office is located at 1628 West Genesee Street in Syracuse. Please give us a call at 315-472-7128 with any of your chiropractic or wellness needs.
Dan, this bouncing on these trampolines is so much fun.
I know. Why didn't we come here sooner?
I don't ever want to leave.
We don't have to. We're kind of doing the commercial like this right now.
And it seems like it's great for all ages.
It is fun for all ages.
I'd like to have my birthday party here.
They have birthday parties here all the time. You can dunk. You can play dodgeball. Wait, Nick, duck! You could go into the obstacle course. There's so many things to do here, Nick. And it's open all year round.
This seems pretty safe, too.
It is safe. It's for people of all ages. You can bring your family here. It's great for your body. It's great to get off some steam. It's great to have a good time. And all you have to do to book an event is call 315-948-3100.
Wait, Dan, what's that number again? I was bouncing.
315-948-3100.
Actually, is there a website I could go to?
Yeah, the website's getairsyracuse.com. Just like we're doing right now, we're getting some air.
All right, Dan, I'm going to get more air, and then I'm going to go to that website to check out what other fun things I could do with Air Syracuse.
Yeah, you can find out more at getairsyracuse.com. You should really make your way over here. It's located right across from Driver's Village, 7687 Frontage Road in Cicero.
Get hopping!
Get air!
What makes you think that the coaches have good faith in the players in Syracuse? What kind of showed you that on your visit?
I don't really know exactly, but like just the way that they talk about the players and trust them in different philosophies or situations. Like one time they didn't even call the defense. They had players out on the field called them and trusted them, and they ended up making the right decisions.
So when you see that, you know, you bring up the fact that Syracuse, you know, that the staff just puts the team out there and doesn't even call the play and just trust them to make the right decision. What was that like, seeing that, for you to say that, you know, you're there on campus and the Syracuse staff says, okay, guys, you know what to do, go out there and do it. I mean, seeing that faith and that belief in their players, what did that mean to you in that moment that the coaches wanted a certain play and Syracuse actually went out there and did the right thing without having to be told to?
That means a lot, because when you're spending the next 4 years with coaches, it's to show that they have faith and trust in this player.
When you look at Aquinas, where you are now in your final season at Aquinas Institute, what can you say about the coaching staff there and, you know, how they go about things? Is there anything that you're going to take with you as you move forward in life that you feel like the staff at Aquinas has taught you?
Mainly just to be a great person on and off the field, and just to remind yourself that you're representing your school wherever you are.
And as you move forward and edge closer to realizing your dream and to be able to play college football, you have this one season left to go, and you're going to be starting off the season inside the Carrier Dome with this opportunity against Christian Brothers Academy that's right down the road from Syracuse University. What does it mean to you to start your final season where you will start your first collegiate season? Because not a lot of people can say they have the opportunity to say, I'm going to end high school starting here, and then I'm going to start college football starting here. What does it mean to you that you'll be in the dome for both?
It's pretty cool and exciting. Just the fact that you're starting your season in your future home is great, but I'll be able to see all the Syracuse people. Some of the Syracuse people there. I'm just excited.
Now, do you have a lot of family that's going to be traveling up to see you play in the game inside the Carrier Dome here for Aquinas?
Yeah, I have a lot of family in Rochester here, Rochester, and some in Syracuse too, so yeah.
When you think about family being there, you're going to be able to step into the dome and feel what it's like to play inside the dome a year before you end up in the dome yourself in orange and blue. What are you going to take in on the field in this first game? What are some of those things that you're going to try and take mental pictures of, so to speak?
Just the roar of the fans and the huge stadiums, I guess.
What does it mean to you to be inside of the dome and to make a big play? Does it kind of pump you up? I mean, I know you're obviously a guy out there at outside linebacker that's got to be physical and go in there and put in good work. You've obviously pushed yourself to a point where you're going to be playing collegiately. But is playing in the dome going to hype you up more? Does it give you more excitement to have this opportunity?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's different than playing at your own high school stadium because the fact that you're just in front of a bigger crowd and at a college stadium.
Are you going to close your eyes at all and picture yourself in a Syracuse jersey making those hits today?
Yeah, probably too as I run out of the tunnel.
When you look at the coaching staff at Syracuse and you think about the future there, as a linebacker, obviously Clark Lee is the linebacker's coach. Have you gotten to get to know him over the past little while here that you visited the school and committed to Syracuse? Have you been able to get to know Clark Lee?
Yeah, we talked a lot at the visit too. He showed me tape is where I would fit in. And also we talk on the phone a lot and message each other over Twitter with updates about what's going on.
What are some of the things that you like about Clark Lee?
I love his coaching philosophy. He's not one to scream and pound things in your ear. He just talks to you, and I think that's a better way of coaching as the players understand it more. And him too has great faith in the players as well.
And then the rest of the staff, what can you say about any other relationships that you were able to build? Is there anybody else on Syracuse's staff that you feel like you're close with at this point?
I don't really know anybody else that much, really, other than Coach Polo Lee and Schaefer, but once I get there, I will.
Chuck Bulla, Scott Schaefer, defensive coordinator and head coach, respectively. Is there anything that you kind of took with you about them on your visit and what you've seen with Syracuse? Is there anything about Scott Schaefer and Chuck Bulla that you really felt like helped make your decision to go to Syracuse?
Just the fact that I got to know him on a personal level too. That's pretty important, and just the lessons they teach to their players.
So you fast forward to the opportunity of being at Syracuse, and now we rewind back to starting off your season. How excited are you for this final season that you have at Aquinas Institute? You're going to be putting on this jersey for a few more games before you put on an orange and blue one. What's going through your mind? What's going through your heart, thoughts and feelings of having your last high school season at Aquinas?
Well, as sad as I am to finish high school and play my last games in the Aquinas uniform, I'm also very excited to move on to the next level and play in the dome.
Being an outside linebacker, what are some of the things that you feel like you do well that you're bringing into this season? What are some things that make you an explosive player as a linebacker?
Mainly my lengthiness and speed.
And then what are some of those things that you want to work on? Are there any areas that you want to really key in on in this final season to improve before you go to college?
Yeah, probably my footwork and hand work, like getting off the defender, setting the defender.
Playing on the outside, strong side, weak side, does it matter to you where you're at? Is there a comfort level either or do you feel confident you can play both?
I feel pretty confident to play wherever.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissigLady.com, ladycom with the Bamboo line Relax Fit clothing as well as the Athletic Fit clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable. In Dreissig Lady Apparel, DreissigLady.com ladycom. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing, and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissigLady.com ladycom.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You got to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to.
Larger Than Life Toys and Comics is a 6,000 square foot haven of comics and collectibles located inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. They offer new as well as vintage comics, collectibles, video games, and more. Larger Than Life Toys and Comics will also buy from you. So bring in your used or vintage comics and toys today to their store inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. Call 315-622-1891 to learn more about their trade-in policy, store credit, and even layaway. That's 315-622-1891. And make sure to like their Facebook page, Larger Than Life Comics, for constant updates, store hours, and more.
Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport. But at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
My mom believed that we could find a way from day one. She never gave up. Yum Yum's gluten-free bakery and cafe isn't just about a dream. It's about bringing hope to a family. Now your family has a kitchen to call home. With breakfast, lunch, and dinner served daily, as well as signature tasty desserts, Yum Yum's is the best choice for the whole family. Whether you're gluten-free or not, Yum Yum's is the spot. Yum Yum's Gluten-Free Bakery and Cafe, 601 and a half West Malamia Street in East Syracuse. Call 315-314-7542. That's 315-314-7542.
Hi, this is Dr. Tim Whiting with your Tip of the Week. Today we're talking ACL injuries. ACL injuries are becoming more common in sports today, often seen in basketball, football, and soccer, and occurring during non-contact incidents such as landing from a jump, planting, or quick cutting motions. Recent studies show that greater strength of the external rotator of the hip give you greater control of your knee and decreased risk of injury. Talk with your fitness professional on which exercises will help you train these muscles. For more tips and info, look for my link on wakeupcalldt.com.
So before I let you go, Taylor, I like to do something called rapid fire, which gets us away from football for a little bit, to give you an opportunity to let the Syracuse fans and people around the country know who you are a little bit better. So I'm just going to ask you a question. First person that comes to mind, first thing that comes to mind, we'll start with your favorite comedian right now.
Kevin Hart.
Well, that's easy. So Kevin Hart, yeah. seems to be the guy. I think 99% of all recruits that I talk to, and I think this is a true statistic, say Kevin Hart. What do you like about Kevin Hart? I mean, I love Kevin Hart. I just saw him in Syracuse at the War Memorial. He killed it with the Plastic Cup Boys. But what do you like about Kevin Hart?
Mainly just how loud he is and how excited he gets all the time.
Is there? Do you ever find yourself watching him and thinking that you've thought that before? I mean, do you feel that connection?
Yeah, I watch all of his stand-up shows and the movies he's in.
What's your favorite movie Kevin Hart's ever done?
I'd say Wedding Ringer.
Wedding Ringer, okay. Now, did you have a favorite moment from Wedding Ringer? Was there any? I mean, that was a great movie. I liked it all the way through, but was there a part that stuck out to you?
Not really, but I'd say the funniest part, I forgot what it said, but he was in the one car with the one guy. I forgot what it was.
Oh, when they were driving to the funeral?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. And then your favorite, okay, picture this. You're coming out into the dome. Mm-hmm. You'll be able to do it now as we head into this final high school season for you. Like you said, one of the biggest things you're going to try and take in is running through the tunnel. So running through the tunnel this year, running through the tunnel next year, and as you continue on at Syracuse in the future, if I could tell you that you could only play one song, and one song only, what would be the song that they would play for you coming out of the tunnel, if you had to choose?
One song. Probably the one song that they played when the Bulls came out. I forgot what it's called again. Michael Jordan. You know what I'm talking about?
Which one?
I forgot what it's called, but they played when the Bulls would run out. It was the
Oh, when Johnny Bones?
Yep.
Yeah. So you would and you said it had something to do with Jordan?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's so you. I just remember the little like piano type.
Okay. All right. So you would come out to the dome to Johnny Bones' hype song, and Bones had his brothers Chandler and Arthur playing at Syracuse. So you would be continuing a tradition, even though you're not a Jones.
Yeah.
All right, that works. If I told you right now that you could have anything in the world at your disposal, you could have one thing. I could grant you one wish. You could have one thing that would appear right now in your house. What would it be?
In my house.
It could be anything. It could be a person. Could be material. Could be whatever. But it's like I snap my fingers and it's right there for you. What would be one thing you'd wish for?
Could it be money or not material thing?
Could be anything. Could be the first thing that you would want.
Probably a game worn helmet by LaDainian Tomlinson. Signed by him.
And why LaDainian Tomlinson?
He's my favorite player.
What made him your favorite guy? What made him stand out to you?
Well, that sparked my interest in the Chargers, and I'll probably be a lifelong fan no matter how good or bad they do. But mainly just kind of how cool he looked in the Penn Advisor, and his spin move was really nice too.
If you got an opportunity to wear a visor for Syracuse, would you do it?
Yeah, I wear a visor now for high school.
All right, yeah, see, I feel like you don't see a lot of people that go out there and wear visors, but it's funny. Emmitt Smith had a backup running back, and I think his name was, I know his first name was Sherman, and he wore a visor. And even though he was a backup running back to one of the greatest running backs of all time, I still remember his number 20, that his name was Sherman, and the reason why I remember him is because he wore a visor, as crazy as that sounds. So it will make you memorable for sure. Do you feel like you can see the game better when you wear a visor? I mean, does it help you?
I mean, there's not really a difference to seeing the game, but sometimes I get, like, turds in my eyes, maybe.
So you got the visor. You would want a LaDainian Tomlinson signed helmet. Kevin Hart, we talked about wedding ringer. To finish it all up with rapid fire, I'm going to send you this one, and this is one of my original personal ones that I like. You can go to one place in the world. You could go on a trip somewhere. Where would you go? Who would you take that you know? And what celebrity or sports star would you take? So you could go, you got to pick where you go, who you take that you know, and one celebrity.
I'd say Hawaii with one person I know. Probably my girlfriend and then LeBron James.
All right. Well, you got to take the girlfriend so that she's still your girlfriend after she listens to this. Now, why LeBron James?
I'm kind of a LeBron James bandwagon now, but that's mainly why. I just love him.
What if I told you that LeBron was going to take a plus one and he brought LaDainian Tomlinson? Would that make the trip for you?
Yeah, that would make me really excited. Get autographs for both of them.
All right. Fair enough. Well, Taylor, thank you for talking with me going into your final season for high school at Aquinas Institute. You're going into the dome. I know you're very excited for that opportunity because you'll be playing in the dome and then playing in the dome a year from now as you hope to do so with the Syracuse Orange. So I'd love to talk to you after the game to see what it felt like to be in the dome, but I thank you for coming on to the show beforehand on the startup here of your season. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.